Hello, world. This is Wichita. From out of the files of a great newspaper come great stories of a great city, stories of Wichita, the peerless princess of the prairies. Since 1872, the Wichita Eagle has been recording the progress of this city from cowtown to great metropolis. And now, through the magic of radio, these stories of the past live again. Before the curtain rises on tonight's drama, we bring you the Eagle Concert Orchestra playing an old favorite of yesterday, the beautiful melody, Love's Dream After the Ball. Friends, just a word about the sponsor of this program. The Wichita Eagle believes in brief commercial announcements for its radio show, and they believe that you will derive greater entertainment from the half hour's time they buy on this station if you are allowed to listen to more entertainment and less commercial. So we'll say very briefly, the Wichita Eagle is the first in the day and the first to pay in classified advertising. Place your ad where you can expect and will get results. Use Kansas' largest classified media, the Wichita Eagle, the newspaper that carries more classified advertising than any other newspaper in this state. And now we lift the curtain on tonight's drama, Pictures of Yesterday in Wichita. And Now tonight, we bring you the story of the traveling salesman, the early day drummer who came by train, bringing his many sample cases, his jolly good humor. This is not the story of the traveling man of today who comes by motor car or plane. This is the story of the old-fashioned drummer who came by train with cinders in his eyes and smoky dirt upon his collar. The story of the wandering gypsy of commerce. Yes, next stop, Wichita. Smiles appear on the faces of the train-weary men in the smoking car. Soon their journey will be over, for a few hours at least, and they'll check into the old Cary Hotel, or the Hamilton, or the Manhattan. They'll get a room, a good bath,
and the thickest, biggest, juiciest doggone steak in the world. Yes, sir. I'm going to tell them to give me a whole half a cow, just lightly seared by the flames. And I'm going to have at least a peck of mashed potatoes, plenty of natural gravy, some strawberry shortcake, and then...
And then you'll start looking for the
lunch. Not me, boys. I got a lot of business to do this trip. Oh. Got to load him up this time.
You better not show up at old man Waters' door.
Steve,
he told me he loaded you up, and rather you loaded him up with so much perfume soap the last trip.
Well, he'll be 20 years selling it.
You sure loaded him up, man.
I guess I must have oversold him.
Oversold him? When he got that soap over the store and with a room for anything else?
Yes, sir, Nate, you better stay out of that store.
Oh, me?
Yes, you.
Listen, brother. That's going to be my first call. Yes, sir. And what's more, I'm going to sell him some more soap.
More soap? Gosh, nice. More soap. Wichita.
Yes, next stop, Wichita of 1890. And here comes another trainload of fast-talking, jolly-voiced nomads of commerce. Another call from the traveling salesman, the drummer whose firm gave him the best in hotels, restaurants, and clothes. A jovial, confident drummer of 1890.
Yeah, I'm afraid of him. He's the slickest talking honey-tongued buzzard I ever come in contact with.
Well, never mind, Father. Just let me talk to him.
Now, Marion, you got no business down here at the store. This is no place for a young lady.
It seems
now,
to me
you...
it's just the place for a young lady who wants to see her father stay out of the poorhouse. Let me talk to those drummers. I'll see that you don't buy everything they want to sell you.
Marion's right, Father. You just let these traveling salesmen take advantage of you.
Well, I'll handle them now. You girls go on home now. I know how
I'm
to run
this store.
I'm
sorry, Father, but I'm staying. I just want to say a few words to that drummer who sold you all this soap. 2,000 cartons of sweet honeysuckle soap.
Yeah, 2,000.
2,000 cartons? Oh, Father, how could you?
Honey, just talk me into it. I tell you that there, Nate Wayne's the slickest, fastest-talking scoundrel on the road today.
Well, his fast talk won't get anywhere with me.
I heard he's awfully handsome.
He sure is. Best-looking, best-dressed man I ever saw. And the worst of it is he can talk you right into the poorhouse and make you like it. Yes, sir. All the time I'm talking to that rascal, I'm saying to myself, I won't do it, I won't do it, I won't do it. And before I know it, I'm saying, yes, I will, yes, I will, yes,
well,
I will.
Well, there'll be no more of that. You just let me talk to him.
And here he is.
Yeah, well, that
is. He is handsome.
Hello there.
That's
everybody
him.
And why should I be asking that? Everybody looks great. Yes, and
why, hello, Mr. Waters. Huh? Why, George, you're looking better than I ever saw you look in my life. Yes, sir. Business sure must be good.
Well,
it can't be anything but good. And I'll tell you what I brought along this time. I brought along one of the sweetest, nicest little things you ever saw.
I know.
Why, it doesn't have to be sold. It literally sells itself. People come in and demand it. They cry for it. Yes, sir. They raise a clamor for this sensational little product that can be heard around the world. Now, I can...
We don't want any.
Now, as I was about to say, I've got this whole consignment, and because you're a special friend of mine, I think I can...
We don't want any.
I beg your pardon.
I'm quite sure you heard me. I simply said, we don't want any.
Oh, now, just a minute. I really haven't told you about this marvelous little
product.
We
don't want any.
You... don't want any.
That's correct. We don't want any.
Is she right?
I guess she is, Nate. We just don't want any.
Well, now,
Let's start all over.
We don't want any.
Nate, you've met your Waterloo. By the great horn, Harry, you've met your Waterloo.
Is that so? How do you do, Miss Waterloo?
Yes, sir. You've met her this time. You sure have your Waterloo. That's my eldest daughter, Nate. Honey, this is the
man. So this is the man who sold you 2,000 cartons of honeysuckle soap. This is the man who nearly forced you into bankruptcy. This is the man who filled this store with honeysuckle soap, so that everywhere one turns, they stumble over honeysuckle soap. How could you? How could you do this to my father? Take advantage of this easygoing nature and sell him all this awful soap. Aren't you ashamed? Well, aren't you?
Yes, I am. I'm really very sorry.
You're just a fast-talking, glib young man out to make all the money you can. Well, you're not a very far-sighted man, or you wouldn't do business like this. No doubt you thought you were being very smart, very shrewd, very clever when you sold my father all that soap. Do you know how much soap 2,000 cartons represent?
Well,
Yes, of course you do. And do you know how many baths a person would have to take in order to use up 2,000 cartons of soap? No, of course not, and you didn't care. Sell the merchandise. Unload everything you can on those slow-witted small-town store owners. What do you care whether they sell it or not? You're a fast talker. Oh, you're a good salesman, best in the world. Someday you'll be the president of the firm, won't you? You'll climb to success, cheating small-town businessmen. You'll go onto your heights while they drown in the lather of honeysuckle soap.
Now, wait a minute, lady, please.
Oh, I've had my say, and I hope I've made it plain to you that
I know. We don't want any.
Exactly.
Well, Mr. Water, looks like this was the wrong day to call.
Wrong day to call.
Allow me to congratulate you, however, upon your good fortune in having such a charming and intelligent daughter.
Oh, I have two of them. I guess didn't introduce you to Martha. Martha, this is...
Pleased to meet you. Yes, sir, you're mighty lucky. Two beautiful daughters. And by the way, I have an interesting little sample here in my case.
We don't want any.
Oh, but this is free. Just a gift from the company. You know, there's a lot in what you say, Miss Water. I can see where I've really done your father an injustice. Of course, I'm not as bad as you paint me. I guess I just didn't think.
Think? Any man who'd sell 2,000 cartons of soap to a poor old man, he must have thought a lot to do that.
No, what I mean is, I'm out to get commissions, that's true. The more I sell, the more I make. But you know I'm no fool. I can see where, well, I've made a serious mistake in overselling your father. After all, I don't want him to go out of business. I don't want any of my customers to go out of business. Now, about that honeysuckle
soap. We don't?
Yes, I know. We don't want any. But what if I gave you some good ideas for selling that soap? What if I helped you get rid of it? Wouldn't that be all right?
Well, now you're talking, Nate. Now
all
you
right.
are, huh?
I'll think about it. If I sold it to you, I ought to be able to figure out a way to sell it to somebody else.
Could you?
Well, I'm a pretty good salesman.
That goes without saying.
In fact, I'm just a good enough salesman to believe I might talk you into accepting a date with me this evening, Miss...
Oh, no, really?
Well, you can't shoot a man for trying. You know, you're really a very wonderful person. And you're a good influence on me.
Now,
seriously, I mean it. I want to talk to you. I want to change my tactics. You said something I can believe in. Oh, this isn't just a young man asking a beautiful girl to go dining and dancing with him. This is a young man who respects you, needs you, needs you for the very good of his soul.
Marion, you'd better be careful. Remember the soul.
I'm not forgetting. I'm just listening.
Good. You just keep on listening, and I'll just keep talking. Now, I'll tell you, it's like this. First, we'll go...
So you wouldn't accept any pension from me.
Wouldn't let him talk you into anything.
Oh, Marion, that was just killing.
Martha, I'm so happy. She's so wonderful.
Marion, really? You mean you really like him?
Oh, it's more than that. I know it is. Oh,
darling, I'm so happy
for
you.
Oh, thank you. Oh, sis, you should have been along with us last night.
Should I?
Well, not near, but... Oh, he's different. I know now why Nate can sell it.
2,000 cartons of honeysuckle soap?
Yes, or anything he wants to sell. Oh, he's so sweet, so kind and sympathetic and understanding. And so lonely.
Lonely?
Oh, yes, it's a lonely life he leads. Always traveling. A few days or only one day in a town. Catching trains at all hours of the night. Always traveling and never having a home.
Marion, maybe he does have a home. Had you ever thought of that?
What?
His home. Could he... Well, you know, some of those drummers are...
Married? Oh, not late. Whatever anyone could say about him, they know he's a gentleman.
Oh, I hope so. For your sake, Marion.
Oh, I'm not afraid. I believe in Nate with all my heart.
So he really sold you after all?
Yes, I guess he did. Oh, incidentally, Martha, I don't know exactly what Father's going to say.
You mean about you and Nate?
Well, no, not so much that, but... Well, you see, he convinced me that Father could use some more soap for the stove.
More soap?
Yes, it's his new line, Sweet Jasmine Soap. He says we should sell at least 1,000 cartons.
Two thousand cartons of sweet jasmine soap. Oh, what am I going to do? What in the world was that girl thinking of?
It's love, Father.
Love?
Yes.
You mean Marion's in love with Nate, that traveling bandit?
Oh, Father, he's not a bandit.
You keep quiet, Marion. I'm all for you. I'm ashamed of
you. Father, you just don't understand.
I understand. I'm going to drown in a puddle of soap lather. Wasn't it bad enough with 2,000 cartons of honeysuckle soap, and now... Oh, what am I going to do? Why, every man in this city would have to take a bath 5 times a day for the next 30 years to use all that soap.
You really shouldn't have let him talk you into that.
You shouldn't have.
I know, but I just couldn't help it. I guess I was a little foolish.
Oh, no, you're not, Mary.
Oh, Nate, I didn't see you coming this
morning. No, but you're going to see him go out. Now, listen here, Nate. There's an end to all things, and this is it. First, you come into town and you load me up with a lot of fancy soap, and then you use your slick talk on my daughter.
Just a minute, Mr. Water. I admit I was a little inconsiderate.
Yes, I think you'd have to be. Look at this store. Look at the size of this town. And then look at all that soap.
Mr. Water, you're going to sell every last bar of that soap.
I won't live that long. Why... It'll be at least 1941 before I'll have managed to get that many people to take that many baths, 3,000 cartons of soap.
Mary.
Yes, ma'am.
Have faith in me.
Have faith.
I've loaded
Don't
your
you
father up with a lot of soap, but I'm going to see that he sells it.
Yes,
all of it. Listen, Mr. Waters.
Why?
Get ready for a sale. The biggest sale this store ever
what?
Had. Call a newspaper. Buy a full-page ad.
Yeah, what?
Do as I tell you. Buy a full-page ad in the Eagle.
Now he's working for the Eagle, a newspaper. Man, what do you think I am, a millionaire?
No, but listen to me, and you never can tell.
Father, do it. Please listen to him.
Listen to him. He'll sell me some more soap if I do.
Mr. Water, I'm going to make that soap on your shelves move. Just give me a chance, and I'll show you that I'm not out to ruin you. What? Get that full-page ad in the Eagle.
All right, but I don't like the idea.
Just give me a chance, Mr. Water. Everything's going to be all right. Come on, Marion.
Where?
We're going to the city building.
City building? What for?
Get a marriage license. We're getting married.
Married?
Sure. Come on along. You can be your best man or something.
Oh, isn't this exciting?
Greatest thing that ever happened. So long, Pop. I'll be back and help you with that sale just as soon as I marry your daughter.
Yeah, just as soon as you marry my... Hey, wait a minute. What's happening here? Come back
so
here.
So long, Pop. I'll be back in a few minutes.
What chances a man got with a feller like that?
Take a bar home to Grandma. She probably hasn't had a bath in a long time.
Yes, ma'am. There you are. 2 bars of delightful honeysuckle soap, all for the price of one.
Mary, that's certainly a good bargain.
Sure is, lady. And call again. Thank you.
Nate, you did it. You did it. How you did it, I don't know, but you did it.
That's right, Pop. Yeah. We just sold the last bar of soap. Thank you, sweetheart. Just goes to show what a newly married man can do when he gets started. Yeah. Pop, you're all sold out of soap. Uh-huh. You know what you need?
Never mind. Now, if you help me sell that soap, but no more soap.
Wait a minute. Look at the money you made.
Yeah?
And how? Why? You just advertised, cut your price, sold for a smaller profit, and depended on volume sales to bring your profit up.
Well, Father, you'll have to admit Nate's idea was very good.
I certainly do. Any man who can sell all that soap is a genius. But any man who'd buy all that soap is a darn fool.
Well, there's no use arguing with you now.
None, no.
Time's too short. Darling, gotta get my suitcase packed, and I gotta be on my way.
Oh, Nate, so soon?
Yeah, I gotta hit the road again. Gotta sell plenty of stuff from now on. I'm a married man.
Well, when will you be back, Nate?
Oh, as soon as I can, honey. 8 or 10 days.
8 or 10 days?
Yeah, sure. Don't be too lonely. Oh, I'm gonna miss you. But it's gonna be great to come back to you. It's gonna mean something from now on. I won't just be coming into Wichita, just another town. When that old porter comes wobbling through the train hollering, "Wichita, next stop, Wichita," you'll really be calling out my hometown. Home, honey. I'll always be coming home to you. The greatest little wife in the world.
And you'll always be going away. Always leaving me.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to like it. I didn't think about you always having to go away. Nate, I'm not going to like it. I told him that a year ago. I told him I didn't like it. At first he said maybe he'd got a job off the road. But he hasn't. 1 year we've been married. 1 year. And I haven't seen him for any longer than a week at a time.
Oh, darling, I can sympathize with you.
Oh, Mother, he doesn't love me. He doesn't love me anymore.
Oh, Marion, don't.
Oh, but it's true. I think he just comes home now out of a sense of duty. He doesn't really care anymore. Oh, I hate this life. I hate it. I don't know why I was ever such a fool as to marry a traveling man.
Marion, don't talk like that. Well, there surely must be some way for you and me to straighten out your life.
Oh, I don't think so. It's hopeless. He just... Go see who that is. I don't want to talk to anyone.
All right, then. Hello. Are you Mrs. Wayne?
Well, no, I'm not. That's my sister. She isn't feeling very well. I wonder if I could ask you to call later.
Well, I wish you would let me see her. It's quite important.
Very well. Come in, please.
Marion?
Yes?
There's a...
I beg your pardon. I didn't get your name.
Just call me Louise. Louise Sloan. I'm just another traveling salesman wife. How do you do, Marion? I hope you'll understand my being so anxious to see you. We're organizing a club, and I simply must get all the women together that I can.
A club?
Yes, it's to be called the Merry Widows of the Wichita Drummers. In short, we're the wives of those men who simply must go traveling in order to make a living.
I don't think I should join.
Marion, you don't mind if I call you that, do you?
Well,
You see, I feel as if I know you because... Well, because your husband and I were very good friends once, and now he's a very good friend of my husband's. Marion, being the wife of a traveling salesman has its disadvantages, but it also has its compensations. At least your husband isn't home so much that you get tired of him.
Tired of him? I never get a chance to see him.
Yes, I know. I've seen my husband just once this month, but I'm looking forward to his coming home tomorrow night. Marion... Don't make the mistake so many wives make.
Mistake?
Yes, the mistake of always complaining. When your husband comes in off the road, he's tired and eager for love and comfort. He's been living in hotels and riding on trains, smoky, dirty old trains, and eating restaurant food, always moving, never stopping, until he gets home. Make his home a place in which he really can find all the things he misses on the road. You'll pardon me for seeming to know so much about your personal life, but your husband's been talking to my husband. I thought it was time just to come over and sort of, well, tell you how to be a good wife to a traveling salesman. Forget about your lonely hours. Think of the lonely hours for him. Forget that he only has a few days in your arms and then he must be on his way again. Think of the joy you have together. Marion, you have a wonderful husband. Don't lose his love.
Lucy?
Yes, don't drive it away by complaints and by wearing a tragic mask and when your roving husband comes home. Go down to the station and greet him and bring him all the comfort and joy and laughter he needs.
Oh, I thank you, Mrs.
Oh, don't thank me. I'm less, well, sort of making up for something I did once. A mistake I made once.
Mistake?
Yes. Your husband was in love with me once. But I told him I'd never marry a traveling man. In short, I jilted him. Well, I guess traveling men have a way of convincing people against their will. For you see, I married another one, and oh, I've learned how to be happy. I'll take care of that wandering husband of yours, will you, Marion? Believe me, he's worth it. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'll be going. I look forward looking for you at my house tomorrow afternoon. Here's my card, darling. We'll have the first meeting of our widow's club. Goodbye, Mary.
Thank you.
She's right, Mary. Absolutely right.
I know. And I'll show her I can take care of that wandering, fast-talking rogue. Oh, just wait until he gets in tomorrow night. He's going to find an altogether different wife. A wife who really loves him.
Wichita, Wichita, next stop Wichita, coming into Wichita, Wichita.
Well, sir, is this in line for you?
Yes, George, this is the end of the line. Good old Wichita. Home again. Gonna be home for a whole week, too.
It sure must be good to have a home, good old home to come home to.
Nothing like it, George. There's no place like home.
Wichita, Wichita, next stop Wichita, Wichita, get your baggage.
And so our curtain falls on another picture of early day Wichita, the story of the traveling salesman. Wichita was a great center for many traveling men. Wichita was home to them, and they too served to help this city grow. They built their homes here and helped to keep our merchants alive and on their toes. They made the wheels of industry whirl to a merry tune of prosperity. Every Friday evening, the Wichita Eagle brings you a picture of early day Wichita. And friends, remember that every morning and every evening, the Wichita Eagle brings you the latest news of the day for only 20 cents per week. And now this is Hal Norman inviting you to join us again next Friday evening for another story of your city and mine. This is Wichita.